Whenever Lauren James appears in a movie or on television, he's in some kind of trouble. For the past half century, Mr. James has been falling from high places, running atop moving trains, or getting shot dead outside some dingy saloon. Then he gets up and does it all over again. Lauren James is one of Hollywood's most successful stuntmen and co-founder of the Stuntmen's Association of Motion Pictures. He's doubled for some of the industry's most macho leading men, including Steve McQueen, Kirk Douglas, Yul Brynner, Chuck Connors, and Debbie Reynolds. We assume there's a story behind that. Mr. James doesn't talk much on screen, but here's how he sounded tumbling around with John Wayne in McClintock. Ouch, very convincing. This weekend in Los Angeles, Mr. James will receive a Golden Boot Award for Lifetime Achievement in the Hollywood Western. Lauren James joins us from the studios of member station KCRW in Santa Monica. Mr. James, thanks very much for being with us.
Glad to be here.
And that scene, who were you in that scene?
I was doubling Maureen O'Hara, and that's where John Wayne was drunk and walking up the steps with Yvonne DiCarlo on one arm and Maureen O'Hara on the other. And when he gets to the top, he stumbles and falls back and pulls the two girls, and the three of us just tumble end over end all the way down to the bottom.
And you were Maureen O'Hara's double?
Yes.
Well, that's quite a compliment. Much
yeah,
physical resemblance?
It is. Yeah.
Much physical resemblance, Mr. James?
No. She is gorgeous and beautiful and a real lady.
Now, I've been told that you look a great deal like a gentleman for whom you doubled for 22 years, Steve McQueen.
Yes, I've been told very close, yeah. I've doubled Paul Newman and Charles Bronson also, and Jack Nicholson, Jack Lemmon, and we're all about the same size and the same physical build.
I don't want to delay the suspense too much. In which movie did you double Debbie Reynolds?
How the West Was Won.
Debbie Reynolds wouldn't seem to be... Well, there'd be an important difference in body type. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when I'm doubling a woman, you wear the wig, of course, and normally bust pads and whatever it is. There's a lot of terrific, terrific stunt women in the business.
Yeah.
And usually when a man doubles a woman as if three other stunt women have turned it down, or it takes a physical strength or something that a woman just doesn't have to do.
I've been told you designed what's now considered a classic stunt for the motion picture How the West Was Won.
Yes. Richard Talmadge was the second unit director. He directed all the second units and all the action sequences for Henry Hathaway, the great director.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, we were doing the train robbery, which is at the end of the movie. And as we're driving back and forth, we were going back and forth on 27 miles of narrow gauge track in Superior, Arizona. And we every day we'd pass this 16-foot saguaro cactus about 15, 16 feet out from the train. So finally, we were on top of the train filming some stuff, and he said, Lauren, you see that cactus? And I said, yeah. And he says, you figure it out. But he said, I'd like to have you get shot up here, spin and leap off and hit that cactus and go over the cliff.
Easy for him to say, huh?
Yeah, and he looked at me like with that. He's always was challenging me, trying to find something I couldn't do. So anyway, I figured up how to do it, and we did it. Now, you can say I cheated if you want, but I took a blowtorch and burned off the thorns on the side just where I was going to hit it. And a saguaro cactus, they seem fleshy, but they're like a telephone pole. And they have a tap root that goes maybe 20, 30 feet down into the ground. So I figured out the train was going between 25 and 30. I figured the angle I would hit the tree, and I drew a line in the ground, got back 4 feet from the cactus, dug a trench going down on an angle 4 feet deep, took the tip end of a chainsaw and cut through the taproot, and then I filled the dirt back up because when I hit the cactus, I didn't want to bounce back under the train. Yeah. And then when I did hit it, it worked perfect. It hit, it kind of broke my fall, and it started to fall, and then the taproot, the 4 foot that was left, had to push up through all the loose dirt that we had kind of packed it in there, and it threw the dirt all over the place, and it made a great shot, and down I went. The problem was if I had missed the cactus, I'd have gone 40 feet to rocks. And it was one of those things, you have to do it and have to do it right the first time, and it worked out perfect and turned out to be quite an amazing stunt.
And of course, there's no rehearsing, as you say, for that, right?
No, there's no rehearsal. You never rehearse it. You always do it with the camera rolling in case everything goes right the first time, you've got it.
You were Steve McQueen's double for 22 years.
Yes.
He could be a, well, let me put it this way, with all due respect to the dead, he could be a jerk, couldn't he?
Yes, he, at that time, he had
great
done
actor,
one...
don't get me wrong, great actor.
Oh, no, I understand.
Yeah.
He's an amazing type guy. And anyway, he got sold, his agent sold him to play the part of Josh Randall on Wanted Dead or Alive, the television series.
Yeah.
So on the very first episode, here he was, a New York actor, came out here and he's starring in a series. And it had affected him. It had gone to his head a little bit. And the first stunt guy they brought the first day on the thing, he didn't like his looks. He said he had a pot belly, and he fired him. So the director and the first assistant said, we need another stunt guy. Who can we get? And he said, well, Lauren James is a perfect double for him. You ought to get Lauren. So they called me, and they said, we're having trouble with this actor. He's very difficult. And I said, well, I can handle him. And they said, okay, come on in. So anyway, I got over and greeted the director and the producer, and they said, well... we've got about a half hour before your stunt. He says, go relax. And I said, okay. And I must have walked about 10 or 15 feet from McQueen, but I just ignored him, was walking over to get some hot chocolate. And all of a sudden, I heard his fingers snapping, and this voice says, you, coffee. What? And I went, stop. And I said, what? And he said, you, I want coffee. And I walked over. I said, are you Mr. McQueen? And he says, yeah. And I said, well, I'll have you know, my name is Lauren James, and I'm here to double you as a stuntman, and I'm going to make you look better than you can look. That's what I'm here for. I'm not your servant. And then I looked at him with a real serious look on my face. I said, and don't you dare blow my close-ups. His face went blank. He just, and I turned around and walked away. And then I went to do the stunt. Well, in the doing the stunt, I was inside a barn, and Steve's supposed to run and dive through a high window and then tuck and roll on the ground and get up and run and jump on his horse and ride out real fast. So I went to the director and I said, now, how athletic can I make this man look? And they said, oh, he'd like to be very athletic. Do anything you want. And I said, okay, fine. So then when it came time to do action, they said, action, I ran and I dove up through the window, turned a complete somersault, lit on my feet, ran, hit the corner of that wooden walk, and vaulted over the other two horses, cleared them totally, lit in the third horse, which was Steve's, in the saddle and grabbed it and off and around the corner. Well, Steve went nuts, and I was with him from then on.
Mr. James, what do you make of the fact that the cameraman who shot that scene, the cinematographer who set out the lighting, the people who record the sound, and the editor who puts it all together, they can all get Oscars. But you, the stuntman, who... has what some of us would have no problem identifying as the really tough stuff to do, can't get an Oscar.
Well, I'll tell you why. It's kind of an old thing that say, well, a stuntman should remain anonymous, and they are doubling a star, and a lot of the stars don't want the public to know that they're being doubled, and so they tell everybody they do their own stunts. Now, Steve always said he did his own stunts, and when I would be interviewed on TV or radio, and they say, oh, we understand you're Steve's stuntman. And I say, oh, I'm the stuntman that works with Steve. He does all his own stunts. Now, Steve was one of the few actors that could do his own stunts,
yeah.
A real athlete and in shape and so forth and so on. Uh-huh. But the insurance companies won't let him do it.
How many bones have you broken over the years, or fingers wrenched, that sort of stuff?
Okay, in my 48 years, I've never broken a bone, and I've never had a sprain or an injury. I was knocked unconscious twice, once on a hot, very bad fall, and the other time when I fell off a horse, and the horse behind me, mm-hmm. We were in snow, galloped right over the top of me, put a big hole in my head, which knocked me unconscious. But those are my only two injuries in 48 years. So I've been very fortunate.
May I ask how old you are now, Mr. James?
Yes, I'm gonna. My wife is throwing a roast party for me in October. I'm going to be 70. But I still run 5 miles every day and swim every day, swim laps, and I'm skiing, and I'm very active. And in my yard, I have a parallel bars and a 30-foot rope I climb every day without my feet. And I have a trampoline and a horizontal bar. And I've kept up my gymnastics and tumbling, and I've just kept active, and I love it.
What a life, Mr. James.
Yes, it has been. My biggest honor is getting the Golden Boot Award.
Yeah.
It's for Westerns. It's kind of a lifetime achievement for Westerns, and it's the only time that the stuntman is recognized. I think I'm going to be the 8th or 9th stuntman to ever get it.
It must be irresistible to get an award like that and then fall down going down the stairs just to show him you still have it.
Yeah. No, I'm going to try to keep on my feet.
Mr. Janes, been a real pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much.
Well, I enjoyed it, too.
Lauren Janes is co-founder of the Stuntman's Association of America, and this weekend he'll receive the Golden Boot Award for Lifetime Achievement in Westerns. Medic! Lauren Janes in The Sand Pebbles, Blazing Saddles, and True Lies, only three of the more than 500 motion pictures in which he's appeared. Sometimes he even gets to talk.
That's a fine animal.